poll, more Minnesota voters view Black Lives Matter unfavorably than favorably. By Michael Patrick Leahy on September 30, 2020. More Minnesota voters now view the Black Lives Matter movement unfavorably than view it favorably. According to an NPR News/Star Tribune/Care 11 Minnesota poll released on Saturday. When asked, "Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Black Lives Matter movement?" 46% of poll respondents said unfavorable, while 42% said favorable. This net favorable rating of -4 for Black Lives Matter in Minnesota reflects the dramatic drop in support for the controversial movement since its high watermark in June, when it had a net approval rating of 22 points, as Breitbart News reported last week. Support for Black Lives Matter protests has plunged from 54% to 39% in the past 3 months, and those who disapprove of the movement now outnumber those who approve it. According to a poll released by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research at the University of Chicago on Wednesday, the poll results confirmed a stunning drop in public support for the Black Lives Matter protests, which have increasingly turned into violent riots that have swept urban areas of the country since the death of George Floyd subsequent to his arrest by police in Minneapolis in May. 44% of poll respondents said they disapprove of the protests, and only 39% approve of them. This marks a dramatic decline of support for the Black Lives Matter protests over the past 3 months. When the same question was asked by the same polling organization in June, 54% of poll respondents said they approved of the protests, while only 32% said they disapproved. This represents a huge swing of 27 points against the Black Lives Matter protests, from a plus 22-point approval rating in June to a minus 5-point approval rating in September. In the Minnesota poll, Biden supporters had high levels of support for the Black Lives Matter movement, while Trump supporters had very high levels of opposition to the movement. A little more than three-quarters of Biden supporters who were polled said they had a favorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement, while 92% of Trump supporters opposed it, a share that is higher than the 80% of self-identified Republicans who disapprove of the movement, NPR News reported in its analysis of the poll's crosstabs. The poll's presidential matchup showed Democratic nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden with a 6-point lead over President Trump, 48% to 42%. The 6-point lead is up 1 percentage point from the last Minnesota poll in mid-May. The new poll shows Biden with a considerable lead among women and in the core Twin Cities, while Trump draws his strongest support from outside the metro area. While the poll shows plenty of people are concerned about election fraud and mail-in balloting, half of those asked the question said they were not worried about it. The poll found the economy and jobs is the most influential issue for those who say they will back Trump, followed by crime, law and order. Racial justice and equity topped the list of issues for Biden voters, followed by the coronavirus and health care. The poll of 800 registered voters was conducted between September 21 and 23 and has a 3.5% margin of error. Polls indicate there is a deep regional divide in Minnesota on all political issues. The urban Minneapolis-St. Paul area is heavily Democratic. The suburban Minneapolis-St. Paul area is slightly Democratic, and the rest of the state the small cities and rural area west, north, and south of Minneapolis-St. Paul referred to as Greater Minnesota is heavily Republican. Sources in Minnesota tell Breitbart News the Republican strategy to win the state for President Trump in 2020 is to run up the score in Greater Minnesota enough to overcome the huge Democratic margin in urban Minneapolis-St. Paul, while playing to come out even in suburban Minneapolis-St. Paul. President Trump's visit to Duluth in the far north of the state for a rally Tuesday evening suggests his campaign is implementing precisely that strategy over the last 5 weeks of the campaign. Trump narrowly lost the state's 10 Electoral College votes in 2016, losing to Hillary Clinton by just 44,000 votes. The Trump campaign believes the state is in play in 2020, and has dedicated significantly greater financial and human resources to it this time around than it did 4 years ago.